We're celebrating 50, sort of. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And for 50, I'm Sasha.
Sasha, welcome back to the studio. How are you?
I'm great.
It is amazing. We are actually at number 50. If people are following on iTunes or wherever they get their podcasts, you can see it's episode number 50, but in actuality, it's not 50.
It feels like very being John Malkovich.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
I never saw the movie.
Oh, you should see it. It's really good. But it's weird that it's 50, but it's 55.
Right. Exactly. Because we put in a few half episodes when we started going to Tuesdays, and I wasn't sure it was going to take or not.
Right. You started numbering.
I started doing halves, and I thought it was kind of clever also.
It was clever, which is the being John Malkovich part, because they were on elevators, and so it was like floor 12, floor 12 and a half.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I should watch the movie then.
Definitely watch the movie.
It's like I channeled the movie without even seeing the movie.
Exactly, that happens sometimes.
It's amazing. So here we are at 50...
Sort of episode 55.
Exactly, or 55, whatever the case may be. Well, 55 is the new 50, I guess, then.
Oh, and that's why I'm Sasha. So you could also call this our AARP episode.
Perfect. Did you get that in the mail? Oh, no, you're not
yet
there.
I'm not 50, but I'm surprised they haven't sent it to me yet because I will be 50 soon. So shouldn't they send it?
Yes, I did get it in the mail.
I'm wondering if they're just completely forgetting about me.
They are. You are so youthful and you have such exuberance. They think of you as not
as
even
younger.
Close to being 50.
Yeah, because I'm worried. Because you know what? I've been that person that often gets overlooked in life. And I'm wondering if they're just going to overlook me. Because on Facebook, I always see people getting the AARP invitation at like 48 and 49. And I still haven't been mailed anything.
Maybe they can't find you. You've changed addresses and names so many
times.
I've changed
names and addresses so many times. Are they going to just completely forget about me?
That's it. You're done. You're off the AARP
book. I want the discount.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't take it.
You didn't take it?
No. What's embarrassing is, though, I don't even have to show the card anymore.
There are places who
give me just the senior discount.
There's all these good travel and movie discounts, and I want them.
The worst part about it is the discounts that sometimes I get start at age 60. So what does that say? So we are on episode 50. I just want to say, first of all...
It's numbered 50. But
number
it's
50.
55. And right. We should pat ourselves on the back because I know people that have done podcasts and they only got to number 4.
I can't pat myself on the back. I dislocated my shoulder last time I tried that. Because
even though while I do it, as I told you... It can be difficult to put on a bra, but I can pat myself.
But look at that. And you are wearing a bra.
I'm wearing a bra, which
brings us to...
Segue.
There you go. Thank you to everyone who submitted resumes and or calls or emails or Snapchat to be our intern. In fact, Sasha has come up with the solution because not only do we have people who would be more than happy to hold up your breasts, someone, in fact... sent you a bra.
Oh my gosh.
So you do have them harnessed up yourself.
It's so crazy. Paul came up with the idea that one of the job descriptions for being an intern on Community News could be that we would have two interns, one to hold up my left breast and one to hold up my right breast. And that seemed to get us floods of resumes for interns. And not only did we get floods of resumes, but we even got a package sent to me with like fan mail and two bras.
It's amazing. Look at this.
Yes.
So basically what this person is saying is he does not want to be the intern holding the breast.
Right.
He wants them harnessed themselves.
Right.
He doesn't mind that it takes you 30 minutes and keeps me waiting.
He sent a gift, in essence. He sent me a gift of two bras. And he sent me a beautiful card, and it's just amazing. I can't believe I got not only fan mail, but fan gifts of two brand new bras.
And you know what? I just also want to commend you today because you are wearing a bra.
I am.
And you were ready to go.
Yes.
And you actually beat me.
I did.
To the studio.
I did.
Of course, I made the mistake of saying, yeah, why don't you go get those bras so I can see them? And then you disappeared for 20 minutes.
Well,
but other than that... Kudos to you.
I wanted to get the bras so that I could bring them to the studio, and I wanted to find my lip gloss.
So 20 minutes later, you were on time, but sort of not on time.
We should review that when we started the show in New York City, I was always on time.
Always
on
time.
I only got late when we started moving the studio out to Townport.
Right, when I had to come pick you
up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But we were in New York City, wasn't I? I was ahead of you sometimes.
You were, actually.
I know.
It's amazing.
I don't want to give the impression to any future employers that I'm late. I'm always on time. When I have to go to New York City or LA, it's just if you have to come to my hometown,
right? So anybody local who wants to hire you, be ready for her to be late.
Right. No, is that what you're saying? If you have to start coming to my house, it gets involved because then you're in my house. Sorry. Then if you have to come to my house, then it's like, it gets, I'm sure for anybody, you're at your house, your kids, your life.
With all that manipulation, I don't think you're used to wearing bras is what's going on over there.
Sorry, I have an itch.
Anyway.
Okay.
So not only thank you for being on time.
Yes.
Thank you for being brought.
I am prompt. Yeah, I don't want to give that impression, guys, because I've worked my whole life. I am prompt.
Thank you for being broad. Is that a word?
Broad?
Broad.
Sports broad, but
sports
still.
Sports broad.
Because I want it to be comfortable.
But I'm also happy.
Yes.
Because I'm worried about you that neither you or I are wearing the panda costume. They have recently had to put down a bear who entered into homes going through, I guess, the trash looking for something to
eat. So crazy. There was a news story. We'll put it up on our website, www.communitynewspodcast.com. Go ahead.
Right. A bear who is entering homes. He entered 20 different homes, and they finally put him down.
Yeah, they put down the bear.
And as you know, we're prone to wearing bear costumes.
Right.
So I'm afraid that, you know, when we're going to the Hi-Ho.
Exactly.
Or going to
the White Swan.
To the White Swan, and we're wearing a bear costume. Yeah. Somebody might try to put us down
because
at this
so
point.
Because it's so real looking. I saw this news story. I got so scared. I sent it immediately to Paul. And I said, this is bad for real bears, and it's bad for furries.
Right, exactly.
I'm worried about us when we're wearing our panda costume.
So we're not going to do panda. What costume are you going to go into at this point? Have you given a thought about it?
Should we be furry dogs? Because everyone loves dogs here.
I'm afraid, but a dog, I don't know if a furry dog. I think you're going to have to be like a pink dragon or something.
Yeah, but remember
something
your
that's
friend,
mythical.
Maybe, but remember your friend Peter, your walking buddy? Remember he pointed out, everybody loves their fucking dogs in this community. Remember he said how well everybody treats their dogs?
Right.
I feel like nobody here will touch a dog.
So if you're in your furry dog costume, are you going to be on all fours walking around? Because if you're on twos or feet or not paws or two of your paws.
So that gets complicated because technically I should be on all fours, but you know how I get skeeved by anything dirty.
Right.
So that complicates things.
Now, being on all fours, is that dirty because you're close to the ground or is it dirty because of
sexually,
sexual dirty?
Both ways, because I have to be down on the ground close to like germs and dirtiness, which is hard for me. You know, I can't even do a dirty hotel room used bed.
As I know, yes.
As you know, as I've shared with listeners.
I don't know personally, but as you said.
Right, of course. I mean, you're back together with your ex-wife, so how would you know personally?
Exactly.
But also from the sexual standpoint, all fours, just from a metaphoric.
Are you afraid that somebody's just another dog furry is going to mount you from behind?
I didn't even think of that, but now that you're saying that, oh
so
my
a dog
God.
Costume should be X'd out
you're
immediately.
Right. Okay, so now you know what would work, and you and I haven't discussed it on the show, but it was huge here in Townport. I can show you on the Townport front porch, community board. There was a huge outcry about the osprey nest. There was an osprey nest that got moved by some company.
Right.
And everybody went crazy for the poor ospreys. They were more concerned about the osprey nest that got moved than they were about the middle school kids that are all combined in one consolidated oversized middle school.
I would be concerned about the osprey if I knew what it was.
It's like a bird.
Oh, is that with like a big beak
yes,
or something?
Right. So if I dressed up as an osprey, nobody's going to shoot me because they love the fucking ospreys.
Oh, is that it?
They care more about the ospreys than they do the
students.
So
are you going to have a long beak?
Yes.
A giant beak.
Yes.
That's what she said.
Yes. So if I dress up, if you and I dress up as an osprey, apparently the town porters really care about ospreys much more than they do about middle school students. So let's be ospreys.
Fine, we'll
no
be ospreys.
No one is going to shoot the osprey.
Okay, because not
they
only
all came together for the osprey.
Perfect.
Yes.
So the osprey is what we
oh
are.
My God.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Osprey.
If we're ospreys, no one's going to shoot us.
Okay, we're ending
they
this.
They might shoot a middle schooler because they don't give a shit about them, but they give a shit about ospreys.
Ospreys,
yes.
We'll be fine.
We'll be ospreys. Okay.
So ospreys are okay. I also want to warn my fellow golfers out there, bobcat sighting on the local golf course.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you heard about
it.
We're turning into Wild Kingdom again.
We are in Wild Kingdom.
It's unbelievable.
Townport has become Wild Kingdom.
So there's a bobcat on the golf course. Watch out. The way I play, I'm more prone to.
Did you see?
Yes, I did.
And rabies. It had rabies.
It didn't bite me.
Right.
It should have bitten me. It would have put me out of my misery of having to play golf.
We're so, like, animal-loving, like, excessively liberal that, like, everybody's so worried about the rabid animal. We're more worried about the rabid animal than we are the people.
Well, if you saw the guy who was bitten, you would understand
why. He was kind of a
dick. Right, exactly.
When you measure the rabid animal.
Right. So I'm warning people about it, but I never said that I'm sorry that it happened. Do you understand?
Gotcha.
It happened as a warning to others who are not dicks.
You're right.
Okay.
Right.
So we look at it as a blessing in disguise.
Some nice people, some nice animals.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing is you said last night, your dog was going insane.
Yes. My dog was going crazy. And then my neighbor, at the same time as my dog going crazy, my neighbor texts me that she's outside with her dog and a coyote ran right up to them, came right up to them, and she had to go back into her house. And I'm like, no wonder my dog is going crazy. There's a coyote out there. And the other night, I tape recorded, there was like a coyote hyena festival. It sounded like the part in Lion King when the hyenas are all... I don't know what's going on here. I feel like I live in Jack. Is it Jack London's? What is that? The person.
I'm still amazed at the sound you just made.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ooh,
there's that
I'm getting
one
chills.
Part in the Lion King. My kids were in the Lion King. Where all the three
hyenas.
Yes.
Wow.
I feel like I'm living in the Lion King. The part where they're.
Where there's bobcats attacking golfers, and there are bears coming into houses.
Bears are coming into houses, and
coyotes are just walking across the street.
Coyotes are walking across the street. That part of the Lion King?
That's the part that you remember.
No, it's the part where Simba is outcast. That's what I was trying to say. The part where Simba is outcast into the Netherlands. Not the Netherlands, but the Badlands.
He was in the Netherlands itself? He was in Amsterdam?
It doesn't sound
like it was such a... sound like it was a horrible thing to be banished.
Exactly. No, he was banished into, what is it? Not the Netherlands, but there's a word.
The Nether region.
The Nether region.
No, the Nether region is going back to the furry getting on all fours.
There's an actual word for it. I should know it because my kids were in it. I must have been zoning out at that point.
Well,
Netherlands? What's the word?
I have no idea.
The Badlands.
The Badlands. Is that Badlands or South Dakota?
I've got it all mixed up. I need like... 3 extra seconds to think of what the Badlands, there's some kind of land.
I just wanted to let everybody know this is Sasha on a full night's sleep.
On a full night's sleep. Okay, so there's some kind of lands, the hinterlands.
Hinterland sounds good to me.
I don't know. There's some kind of land. I don't know if it's the Badland, the Hinterland, the Netherlands. There's some kind of...
Perfect.
Neverland? Neverland?
Right.
Michael Jackson?
They went to Michael Jackson's ranch. That's where he went, Simba.
What is the movie? Peter Pan?
Perfect. Even better.
There's some kind of land that they go to in The Lion King where the hyenas go crazy. That's the land.
Please write us... What the land is. I want to say one last thing.
Did we hit everything we wanted to hit? We did.
It's a Friday night.
Yes. Oh, Friday night.
And you are having a girls' night get-together this weekend.
Where we are going to discuss a book.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you. I'm not coming to this one.
I wanted you to.
We thought about doing a live community.
No, I don't want to. I'm not going to this one.
No.
So you have a good time with
your
women.
I love it when you're there with all the ladies.
I do also.
Yeah.
But not tonight.
Okay.
Or
you're
tomorrow
gonna go
night.
Home and watch
or the
Jeopardy.
Next night. Tonight is
Wheel
a Friday night. It's a Blue Bloods night. It's a, you know, it's a Hawaii 5-0 night. We've had the whole CBS lineup. Now that we have our AARP card, we are locked into CBS on
Friday
night.
But your ex-wife took the
card. Of course, absolutely.
Can I just say one thing? I might be getting too mushy. Since we started the show, I feel like you and your ex-wife are doing so well. I'm so proud of you guys.
That's so nice.
You seem so happy together.
That's so
happy
very nice.
Together.
That's it. No
That's
more.
It.
I'm not
Three
paying.
Bars.
This is the 50th episode.
Three bars.
It's
happy
wonderful.
50, Paul.
Happy 50,
happy
50 Sasha. Have
we
a wonderful time at
we
your party
it.
This
we
weekend.
Thank you much. Have
I look forward to hearing
TV.
How it went. I will see you on Tuesday.
Okay, see you Tuesday.
Have a wonderful time.
See you this Tuesday.
Take care, community.
Say hi, bye, community.